Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hi everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 30, numéro 30. Thanks for joining me here. In this lesson, you'll learn some vocabulary, and more precisely, some closing vocabulary. As usual, before we get started, download your lesson's cheat sheet so you can read the words and hear them at the same time. C'est gratuit? It's free. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library where you can download your lesson's exercises. And you know what? It's also free. Okay, vous êtes prêts? Are you guys ready? C'est parti. Répétez après moi, repeat after me. We're starting with les vêtements. Clothes. Les vêtements. Les vêtements. It can also be les habits. Les habits. Same thing. Le t-shirt. We took that word from the English t-shirt. Same spelling, pretty easy for you. Le t-shirt. La chemise. Shirt. La chemise. La chemise. Le chemisier. Blouse. Le chemisier. Le chemisier. Just note that for this word, some French speakers tend to skip the E. For example, if I'm speaking at normal speed, which is quite fast actually, I would say un chemisier. I skip the first E. Un chemisier. But that's just when speaking though. You do have to write it with the E. Okay, next. Le pull. Jumper. Le pull. Le pull. You might also hear people say le pullover. Same thing. Jumper. Le pullover. Le pullover. Next. Le gilet. Cardigan. Le gilet. Le gilet. Le pantalon. Pants. Le pantalon. Le pantalon. Le jean. We also took that word from the English. Jeans. Super easy. Le jean. La veste. Jacket. La veste. La veste. Le manteau. Coat. Le manteau. Le manteau. La jupe. Skirt. La jupe. La jupe. La robe. Dress. La robe. La robe. Le costume. Suit. Le costume. Le costume. Le short. Again, we took that word from the English. Shorts. Le short. Le survêtement. Tracksuit. Again here, we tend to skip the second E. Le survêtement. You don't even hear it. Le survêtement. Okay, I think we've got our 15 words. Actually, there are two extra things I want you to learn today. First, je mets, when we talk about clothes, is I put on. Je mets. It can have different meaning, but in that context, it's I put on. Par exemple, je mets une veste. I'm putting on a jacket. Je mets une veste. Je mets une veste. I'm putting on a jacket. Second, je porte is I wear. Je porte. Again, it can have a different meaning, but in that context, it's I wear. Je porte. Par exemple, je porte une robe. I'm wearing a dress. Je porte une robe. Donc, when we talk about clothes, je mets means I put on and je porte means I wear. So just remember that. All right, now it's time for a little quiz. So I'll give you the English words first. Then you have a few seconds to translate in French. Don't forget the article as well. Ready? On y va. So, what's skirt in French? La jupe. I'm wearing a jacket. Je porte une veste. Cardigan. Le gilet. Blouse. Le chemisier. Or le chemisier, if you want to talk a bit faster. Okay, now let's do the reverse. I'll give you the French phrases first, then you translate in English. C'est quoi les vêtements in English? Clothes. Je mets une chemise. I'm putting on a shirt. Le costume. Suit. Je porte un survêtement. I'm wearing a tracksuit. Le manteau. Coat. All right. Well done. How did you go? Well, that's the end of our lesson already. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go and download your exercises. You can practice what you've learned. If you've enjoyed this episode, let me know. Go on my website or my Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. I'll talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.